I'm John from ChineseAntiqueFurnitureShop.com. In this video, we're going to talk about some of the different types of Chinese tables that are available. And tables are just kind of have an infinite variety. And today I'm going to show you three of just an amazing variety right here. This one is called an altar table. And it's called an altar table because of the shape upwards of the ends. These were frequently placed up against the wall. It's relatively narrow, with ancestor paintings or a table screen or something above it. And for taller tables than this, frequently a square table called an Eight Immortals or Boxian table would have actually been placed underneath it. We'll show you an example of a Boxian table later on. This table over here is a natural wood, beautiful table that has seven drawers. There are two interesting things about this table. The first, to my way of thinking, is the color of it and the fact that it has this many drawers. The top three drawers are original. The bottom have the original panels, but the panels were turned into drawers. So these bottom drawers, this part of it is actually new. The front is actually old, made from the original panel, just to increase utility. The third table I want to talk about is this little table here. And you're going to say, come on, John, that's a stool. No, it isn't. This is a table that is called a Kong table, that was set on a heated, raised part of Chinese country houses for simple eating or for whatever use. The Kong was kept warm by flues which connected it to the cooking stove. So this may very well have been just a convenient small table, but it went on top of the Kong. I'm going to identify two specialty type tables. Specialty, as I call it, because of their different function. This is called a wine table. It's always about this size. And frequently, as in the case with this table, has a stone top. This, believe it or not, is a table. It is a folding Chinese officer's table for maps. I'm going to show you just how it works and assembles. Extremely rare and beautiful. Look at what appear to be almost like pistols or sword handles that decorate it. This is the only table of its type I have ever seen. Doesn't mean that there aren't more of them, but it's the only one of its type I have ever seen. These tables are two of my favorites. They're frequently mistaken for desks because it's easy to use them as a desk. You can pull up a chair and get your knees underneath either one. But look at the classical simplicity of both of them. This table and this one as well, both have picture frame molded tops. This has a smaller waist supporting the top, carved stretcher and posts connecting the humpback stretcher with hoofed feet. This one is even simpler. Absolutely natural elm with reduced cuffed or cuffed on only two sides feet of the feet, giving it an absolutely totally simple look. It could easily fit in a modern house. A lot of people think that Chinese furniture is very, very fancy, and some of it is, but no one could call tables such as these fancy. The table on the left is called an Eight Immortals table or Boxian table. It seats four comfortably, and you'll notice how the stretcher in the center is raised to allow easy access for someone's knees. These were frequently used as dining tables or as game tables. and were always found at this height. Certain Boxian tables have obviously had lots more wear than others, and when the legs have been worn, or simply because someone needs a coffee table, they have been frequently reduced to this size. This started off the same height as this table, but has been cut down in order to make it a coffee table height. Blessedly, they kept the beautiful fretwork of the original Boxian table, and this rattan is just a cosmetic covering over a wooden table top so that it is structurally very sound. Thanks for watching this video. This concludes the video on tables. Please sign up for our newsletter at ChineseAntiqueFurnitureShop.com so you can be alerted of additional video releases and/or updates to the site. Thanks so much for watching.